Hello, welcome to A Cloud of Witnesses. My name is Robert Pears. In this episode, I want to talk about the key to living a life filled with spiritual joy, with insight from Catherine Coleman. She starts by looking in the Beatitudes found in Matthew chapter 5. And I want to key in on one of those Beatitudes today. Verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit. And I just want to stop there because, as she would explain, when we think of the word poor, because of today's mindset, we think of it in terms of financial poverty and that lack. And we think of all the stuff missing. We think of it of a person of great financial need, a homeless person. And we miss the context of which has been spoken. So I thank you, Father God, right now, Holy Spirit, that you would so open our eyes to see, so that we would receive from you this word, the revelation by the Holy Spirit, to bring life in us and to bring change and transform us, Father God, so that we would live a life filled with spiritual joy. Because the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father God, and it is our to count all joy. And it's time for us to live a life overflowing with your joy. Because God, you are on the throne. Jesus is still Lord. And I thank you we serve a big God and we have a small devil. Yeah, thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Now, so blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Underline the word is. Okay? And I want to share with you certain insight that Catherine Coleman shared that I pray that will bless you and that the Holy Spirit would speak to you through it all. As you look at this one verse, she said, one must become poor. Poor in the deep sense of nothingness before God to be truly rich in the things of Christ. If you're going to understand spiritual happiness, take off the religious thinking and recognize that the greatest joy you can receive is the joy He gives you. You can try to buy things to fulfill and give a sense of joy, but they give a temporary happiness. Joy is a spiritual thing that is greater than happiness because happiness is based upon situations, circumstances. But joy is regardless. And God doesn't want you just happy. He wants you overflowing with joy. Paul said, rejoice. And again, I say rejoice to be overflowing with joy. That every day you get up, that you declare this day. And the word says, this is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. This day. When's this day? It's the day that you choose. Because the word also says, choose you this day. Life or death. So when you make a stand and you choose, God, I choose life. Then this is the day that I rejoice and I'm glad. And this is the day of salvation. This day. And it's not any day, it's this day. And it's this day when I make a step up in faith. And I recognize, first of all, my poverty and my need. We'll get to that. But I recognize what He brings. Because you cannot understand your true poverty till you truly understand what He is offering, what He provides, and that you got to stop looking at the things of the world. You don't need the next best this or that. You need Him. And that what you are truly looking for is not found in some event, but is found in Him. You know, many of us love and enjoy Christmas time and think of all the excitement and fun. And yet we can experience Christmas every day because of the joy that's overflowing and what a testimony it would be. Not made up or artificial, but overflowing with such a joy that those around see that joy and are challenged by it. What a witness. And the fruit of the Spirit is joy. And the Holy Spirit can't help but manifest joy because He's always rejoicing. And when you allow Him to flow in your life, joy comes forth. But it starts in this place where we must recognize we must become poor. Recognizing, God, that's what I need. And you see your nothingness before God. We must come before God and recognize our nothingness. There's nothing that I can bring to the table. It's not about who I am. Because all the things I can build myself up and boast about this or that, these skills or anything else, they are nothing before the Lord. Because in the sight of His absoluteness, who am I? I am but a speck of dust. Who am I? And therefore, I become truly poor because God, I absolutely need you. And what an honor. What a glorious thing to be allowed to come before His presence and receive from Him. Catherine Coleman explained, we are part of a generation whose doctrine is self-sufficiency, which is absolute contrary to the teaching of Lord Jesus Christ. We live in a generation, which every generation has been so like that, survival of the fittest, where we must do everything to survive and prepare for a better tomorrow. It's all about survival and taking care of yourself. And you're self-focused instead of being focused on Him and recognize, look, there's nothing I can do. God is so generate and made things that you cannot get to a place of security without Him. There is no true security in this life without Him. There's nothing in this life that can truly bring greatest joy without Him. Everything is temporal and passes. And everything in this world that can bring any degree of happiness has a consequence. And there's a price to pay. But with Him, the joy gets ever and ever increasingly greater if you just taste and see. But it starts with this. Man's doctrine, Catherine explained, man's theology now, man's rule for living are, in a sense, a code of self-sufficiency. And that is why it's very difficult for man to get to a place where he can come into the presence of Almighty God and actually have a feeling of complete nothingness. That God, I can stand before you as nothing because something inside of me constantly has to be a survival of the fittest. And that therefore you must die in order for me to live. We're always looking down. Somebody's got to be lesser. We must be greater. We have to somehow survive. The foundation of all spiritual happiness is a consciousness of God's, consciousness before God of one's emptiness and one's need. That we must stand before God conscious of our emptiness. That you are empty without Him. That you have nothing without Him. That you absolutely need Him. Not something, you need Him. There is a void in your life without Him. There is no joy in your life without Him. He is the only one that truly completes you. And that there's nothing you can bring to the table. There's nothing you can boast of in and of yourself. There's nothing you can say, God, that I can earn this or I have a right to it. You have absolutely no right in and of yourself. You and I will never inherit the kingdom of heaven until we get to the place where we acknowledge our absolute nothingness. Until you come to the place and recognize and stop boasting on you, stop being pride and prideful of yourself and your accomplishments and all these things. And you recognize before the Lord Jesus, it means nothing. You need the mercy and the blood of Jesus. You need Him. There's nothing you can do, nothing you bring to the table in and of yourself. And when you come to the place where you can face yourself, face God, and realize your lack of Him and your need of Him, when you get to the place where you recognize your nothingness, it is then that you're on the road to becoming rich. You can pursue riches in this world, and they will always create a greater emptiness because they can never satisfy. Or you can come to a place of emptiness and recognizing your emptiness before God and your nothingness and your need of Him and begin the road towards true riches that will satisfy. And not just satisfy, bring you to a place where you can live a spiritually joyful life that is a witness to all around. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. He is telling us that we have immediate possession of the kingdom of heaven now. At this place, when we come to that, God immediately provides for us that we can receive at that very moment the kingdom of heaven. You don't have to earn it, wait for it. You simply have to receive it based on the blood of Jesus. Based on Jesus. On the price He paid. When you recognize that it is Him and what He did, His grace, and it's His mercy, And it's not about you. Not about what you've done or earned, how good you've been, or where you've been, or what you've done, how faithful you've been. It's about Him. And I can come and every day boast and brag in Him, because you know what? I miss it. And my missing it does not disqualify me, because I can come back and recognize, God, thank you so much for your mercy, because I've missed it. I've done this wrong, I've done that wrong, but your mercy and my emptiness, my need of you, grows more, because the more I come closer to you, the more I'm aware of me and my emptiness. The poor in spirit, those who acknowledge their absolute nothingness in God's presence, can be likened to a little child, simple, unaffected, and teachable. Oh, that we be like a little child when He says, come, do not hinder the children coming unto me. That we would come in such a childlike faith to receive. They don't come boasting and bragging of themselves. They come simply because they're called. They come because the Master is the one, with dependence upon the Master. They don't care and concern themselves about the things of life. They trust in the Master. It's not about them. These two classes, the poor in spirit and those who possess the spirit of a little child, are one the same in God's sight. And right here we find the key that unlocks the resources of the storehouse of the universe, and the wealth of it all is ours. When we come, and that nothing is as a little child, coming, God, delighted to be in His presence, so excited by Him, our eyes are on Him and not on us. Our coming in faith is such a simplistic faith that, God, we come, and we come to hear and to be taught of you, not stubborn in our ways, or boasting in ourselves, but God, as a child, we come. God's kingdom becomes an immediate possession when we become joint heirs with Christ Jesus. That's the place I become a joint heir. That's the place, by the blood of Jesus, I become a joint heir, where I, by faith, recognize what He did, and I receive it. That's the place where everything can change, and that's the place I can reign in this life because of Him, through Him. Possessing God's power enables us to face life with enthusiasm, because you know what? I have a big God and a small devil, and Jesus is Lord. No matter what I face, He's always greater. And He's always got the resources of heaven, which are mine, as I acknowledge and receive from Him to meet every need. He's given me everything pertaining to life and godliness. There's nothing that He's not foreseen and not, as a consequence, provided for. See, I can't see. I don't know what tomorrow comes. I don't know about the situations I will face next week or next year. And I can do as much as I can to provide for it, but I will never, ever be fully secure. I don't know. The stock market might fall tomorrow. This may happen. But He's seen it. And because He's seen it, He's already made full provision for it. And so when I come and I recognize, God, in this nothingness of me, that I cannot, but You can. And I receive from Him, and I just allow Him to be Lord. And I stop being Lord. There's a joy. I can be a good cheer because, you know what? He's overcome the world for me. So I may live through this life through trials and tribulations, but I'm always a good cheer. Because why? He has already seen it. He's already overcome it for me. And all I've got to do is lay hold of the victory in Him and walk it out. I'm glad that I don't have to qualify myself for it. But He qualified me. He paid the price. It gives us a deep inward peace because we're not afraid of tomorrow. And there comes into our lives an inner joy that outward circumstances cannot never touch, because God is within us and God is love. Because of Him, I can face tomorrow. I love that song. Because of Him, I can face tomorrow with such a confidence and a joy, knowing He has already seen it and He's already met every need, and He is Lord. He is the God who was, who is, and whoever shall be. And He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So no matter what comes, He's still on the throne. He's still Lord. And if I stay in this place of poor in spirit before Him, not boasting in me, but just boasting in Him, I boast in my weakness, and I boast in the cross. Because in my weakness, His strength is perfected. In my weakness and my nothingness, that is the place where His strength and His provisions are revealed, and there is the kingdom of heaven. God is within us, and God is love. As a result, therefore, out flows from us a love for others that sweeps aside all prejudice, all jealousy, and all hatred. I want you to come to such a place where your emotions are crucified in the holy places, where you're no longer boasting and bragging about, God, they hurt me in this and that. You're empty, nothing. Surrender to Him fully and receiving His kingdom, letting go of all those things in His presence to the place of nothingness. You don't need them. All the things the enemies try to get you to hold on to have prevented God putting into your hands. Because as long as you hold something in your hands, you cannot receive into your hands. And God's got a joy, and God's got the kingdom He wants to put into you and give to you if you will simply let go and come to a place of nothingness and emptiness and a boasting in your weakness and saying, God, I come as a child simply to receive. She said this, the kingdom of heaven is about belonging. First of all, we belong to Jesus, and that is the greatest joy in the world. When you understand this place, you belong to Jesus. Nothing else matters. No matter what comes, no matter what may happen, you belong to Jesus. And if God is with you, who can be against you? If you belong to Jesus, that truly is the greatest joy. And this day you can receive it no matter what is going on around. You can make a choice. This day, today, I choose life. I choose to rejoice in this day. It may not look like it. And no matter what is going on, you may say, this is not in the natural a day that I want to rejoice over. But this is the day you've made. I'll rejoice and I'll be glad because of you, Jesus. And because this is the day of